Whatever blessing that you receive, you should not keep it to yourself. Share it.
Do not be selfish.
I was a Buddhist. I became a Christian. Then I chose Islam. The beauty of this religion is not for you to follow blindly.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Greatest, warmest greetings to all our audience out there and everyone on set. Alhamdulillah. And before I begin, let's start with a short prayer. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Okay, this is not the usual podcast that you see me in, usually, which is unplugging today's issue. But rather today, it is a very relaxing talk, or rather interview, between a teacher and a student. Both who are reverts, and sharing our experiences through our journey into the faith, inshallah. And without further ado, please allow me to introduce the president, founder of Al Khadim, and also my teacher and our mentor, Datuk Sheikh Hussein Yee. Assalamualaikum, Sheikh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So, we are gathered here today, ya Sheikh, to talk about the importance of spreading the message of Islam. Okay, and I would like to ask you, Sheikh, why do we need to spread the message of Islam?
Bismillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa ba'du. Firstly, as a Muslim, we only want to follow what Allah wants us to do, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to follow His messenger. Allah in the Quran remind all of us as Muslim. Number one, He said, "Kuntum khairu umma ukhrijat linnasi ta'muruna bil ma'ruf tanhauna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah." You are the best nation. Allah is telling us that we are not just anybody or any group of people. We are number one, the best.
Alhamdulillah.
So to qualify ourselves to be the best, we have a mission. To invite people back to Allah and to forbid them doing anything against Allah. And then Allah said again, all in Surah Ali Imran, the third chapter of the Holy Quran, Allah said again, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ. Among you, there should be a group who will be focusing on how to invite, share the message of Islam to others. So, at the end of the day, Allah said, whoever take part in this activity, he will end as a winner. He will be very successful here to the hereafter. Again, Allah said, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثِ. Islam is a blessing, is a hidayah, is a gift from Allah Almighty to all of us, because we got the guidance from the Creator. We follow the divine law. So then Islam, Allah said, whatever blessing that you receive, you should not keep it to yourself. Share it.
Do not be selfish.
Don't be selfish. Correct. So all the Prophet was sent for the same mission, purpose. But we know Prophet Muhammad is the last messenger. No more Prophet is going to come. Mm-mm. And that's why we as the followers of the Prophet was granted this honor. You are the best nation because we carry out the responsibility of all the Prophet. So, it's a ni'mah. And even Allah asks us, whose speech is better? Whose word is better beloved by Allah than those who think of how to call other people back to God? Remind them the important to stay connected, be grateful, be thankful to Almighty God for us, Allah Rabbul Alamin. Of course, the caller themselves must set good example. They themselves believe and act righteously. And then Allah said, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنَ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Meaning a caller to Islam or any Muslim who become a practicing Muslim, they must be proud of their identity that I am a Muslim. You cannot be proud if you are not a practicing Muslim. Correct. You'll be shy, you know, because you know you are not practicing what you believe. So that's how important, when you start to share the message of Islam, actually is helping you to become a better Muslim.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
So, like they always say, action speaks louder than words.
Yeah,
there is no point in calling someone to what you believe, but you do not act upon it.
Correct.
Alhamdulillah. And speaking of acting upon it, Sheikh, may I please ask, based on your experience, who or has anyone come to you and personally to talk about Islam? Were you the one searching for it that Allah gave, or someone came? How do people refer you back then, Sheikh, if I may ask?
My humble experience in the 60s, I have a lot of Muslim friends. I live in Kedah, you know, a school in Sekolah Kebangsaan. So I expect them to share with me, talk to me about their religion. Because I was a Buddhist, I became a Christian, then I chose Islam. Now, nobody. My experience, not even one Muslim friend I have who talked to me about Islam, about what they believe. I'm totally alien.
Okay.
I don't blame them. Later on, when I came to Islam, by my own, of course, I like to read. I like spiritual thing. So that give me the initiative, or give me the push me to learn more. And I found how beautiful Islam is. It cover all aspect of a human needs. And how Islam emphasize the important, number one, to be sincere in whatever you do, and to be beneficial to others. Don't be a problem to other people. You know, it's a very beautiful cover about aqidah, belief, have the true right belief. It cover about adab, akhlaq, manners, behavior, how to be a better person. Then it was guided by the sharia, and the sharia is divided into four main categories: your relation with Allah, ibadah, mahdha; your relation between fellow mankind, number two, the community; your relation in a family, husband and wife, parent, family, the family values; and about jinayah, about law and
order,
enforcement, law and order. You cannot just do anything, say anything you like. Everything, there's a limit. There's a hat or hudud. It's so balanced. So when I became a Muslim, I thought that my fellow Muslim friend, born Muslim, would be happy. But it caught me by surprise again. They asked me why I want to be a Muslim. They are not happy. I was thinking, why do you ask me this kind of question? I thought you'll be welcome to Islam. You know? Like nowadays when people come to, we're so happy. For them, you know, we know that we have done a good job and now they have come back to God. But they don't even have that kind of spirit. Now, I'm not going to blame them after learning about this beautiful religion. It is because they were not taught. The upbringing was not there to make sure that whatever you learn about this beautiful religion, it is your duty to share, to spread. They are not taught about that. Even until today, you can see. Majority of the born Muslim don't do da'wah.
Stuff. And that's the true measure of success, to you know, enforce good and forbid evil.
Yeah, but you see, when you don't do that, that means how can people know? You know what is right and what is not right. The biggest shirk, the biggest sin is shirk. And everywhere you go, people are doing shirik. But we don't care. We don't feel for it. I would say that the system have failed.
System.
The Islamic education system mm-hmm. failed because they never inform, educate them to be productive. To be ready to share the message. And most of the lectures also have failed because everybody going inward. All the scholar is just talking about inward, nothing to reach out to other people.
Inward meaning just within the Muslim community?
Within the Muslim community. Anything just within the Muslim community. Mm-hmm. So we feel sad, but nothing is too late. Thing is changing, alhamdulillah. And you'll be surprised to see that majority of the new Muslim around the world are more active. And they are proud to be a Muslim. And they are proud to share this message with their family members, with their friends. Alhamdulillah. That is what our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent. And also how the companion, the first generation, second and third, yeah, practice this religion. They never keep this for themselves. They keep on sharing and sharing. And that's how Islam spread. Now billions of people have accepted Islam. Wow. And more to come, inshallah.
Inshallah, inshallah, Sheikh. And Sheikh, I would like to ask, of course, when we are given guidance, alhamdulillah, we do not immediately take our shahada. Some really do straight away take the shahada. Mm. We do our own research first to find that the meaning of Islam, the message of Islam, yeah. to understand it, then to come, like Sheikh has always say in reversions, to come without force or coercion, come willingly, free will, yeah. right? So when Sheikh, you have started to know about Islam before taking your shahada, have you started to already tell like your friends, hey, look at this message, like you know, you have something good to share. How come I wasn't? No one told me about this. You know, what does this mean? You know, have you ever encountered that, Sheikh? Do you share straight away once you've studied?
No, because I feel that I may not be ready to do that.
True.
If I'm not ready, if I keep on sharing, I share the wrong message. It's understood. Very, very wrong.
Understood.
You see, the person who want to share anything, they themselves must know that what they believe, what they have learned is true, is authentic, not how I feel, what I think. No. Because this religion is so unique. Mm-mm. It belongs to Allah. Always remember, Islam don't belong to us, belong to Allah. We are Muslim. You see? So, when you want to talk about Islam, you must make sure that you are talking how Allah wants you to talk to other people. You cannot just say anything you like. Then you create another confusion. And it may also create fitna to Islam. So that's why you are not supposed to say anything under the name of Allah, name of Islam, without knowledge. So the beauty of this religion is not for you to follow blindly. You come to this religion with understanding, with knowledge. Al-ilm qabla amal wal qawl. Anything to do with Islam, always remember, knowledge comes first. Don't say anything you like. Mm-mm. You may mispresent Islam and you create unnecessary sins. You have good intention, but you cannot just say anything about Allah when you don't know what Allah said. So you must be guided by the Holy Quran. And the way you convey the message is simple. The Prophet is the best example. How he go through his own people, his own family, the uncle, and some accept, some don't accept. But he never stopped him. Right. All his friends who loved him once upon a time before he became a prophet, he have to reach out to them, make them understand the message. What do he gain? Did the Prophet gain anything, honor at that time? No. He was being humiliated. People call him crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
But that never stopped our Prophet to share the message.
Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar. That's why, if you look at the beauty of Islam, when you want to share anything, please have knowledge. And when I say knowledge, it's very important. Not what the public is doing, what the majority is saying, what the elders is talking about. No, no, no. When you say ilm in Islam, you're talking about the pure knowledge. Call Allah wa qala Rasulullah sallallahu in authentic hadith. That is knowledge. Opinion is not knowledge. Feeling is my feeling, your feeling. Everybody have opinion. Don't put our opinion when you want to talk about Islam. Just convey the message. Like how the Prophet said, "Balligh anni wala ayah." Convey from me even one ayah. Not your ayah or my ayah. Ayah from Allah. And how the Prophet have conveyed. That is how we move on. But of course, anybody who want to be a Muslim, I highly recommend them to learn, so that you are prepared mentally and spiritually, so that when people ask you why, you have an answer. You know, so it's important.
Alhamdulillah, Sheikh.
To have knowledge. What Allah said, knowledge about Quran and the saying of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
And Sheikh, from what I am hearing from you, Sheikh, it is indeed true that one thing for sure is that Islam, there's so many things to talk about. You see, but like you've said, Sheikh, not even one came to you to talk about any of those points. So many things to talk about, from aqidah to fiqh to understanding, you know, to even simple family values between families, between friends. And also, it made me wonder, Sheikh, like you've mentioned, it is our duty to share, but most of us are not doing it. Is it because that we do not know how? And Sheikh, can you please help share what is one of the most simplest way to learn or attain knowledge to share?
Oh yeah. Like I said earlier, I wouldn't blame them. Because as a Muslim, we attend classes from young. We were taught to recite the Quran, alhamdulillah. We have finished the khatam, known as khatam, the whole Quran. Yeah. Some memorize it, alhamdulillah. But at least every Muslim is been exposed to the Quran. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Sadly, it said, they are not exposed to the Sunnah. That's why a lot of Muslims don't even memorize one hadith. They don't bother. Must I memorize sometimes? They don't know the value. You cannot understand the Quran without going through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, just an example. Now, there's so many things to touch on Islam, about business, neighborhood, cleanliness, so many things. But again, like I said, because we were not being taught. The born Muslim was not being taught that whatever you learn and you have the right understanding and you act upon it, time for you to share, they were not taught. Just for you. We only taught, just save yourself, khalas. So everybody just learn. They cannot share. Because when you want to share, you must learn the art of communication again. Because Allah said to us, "Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah wal mau'izatil hasana wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan." You see, Allah make it very clear. Anybody who want to call or spread the message of Allah, remember, ila sabili rabbika, you must call and invite people to the way of Allah. Not your way, not my way. No. The way of Allah, that means it must be guided by the Quran. This is what Allah said, not I say. Example. And how the Prophet conveyed it. Bil hikmah, wisdom. We were not taught about wisdom. What we hear is we are just spending a lot of time arguing among ourselves. No? And then we debate among ourselves. Where the public even born Muslim, the younger generation, are looking for guidance. They want to move forward, be a good person, but nobody focus, to say nobody, maybe too much. Majority of us do not focus on character building.
Mm.
We focus on ritual, and then we do a lot of things that is not taught by our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It make it more confused. Yeah, and we are more divided.
Correct.
So again, I don't blame the public. The public are innocent.
Mm-mm.
Because they want to learn, but most of us so-called learned Muslim are doing a lot of things that do not benefit the Ummah.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for us to be just to ourselves. Nobody is perfect.
Mm-mm.
If you know somebody doing is not correct, our duty to think, how can I reach out to that person and make him understand? The one that is misguiding majority of the Muslim Ummah are Muslim. Because they just say anything they want to say. It made a lot of people confused. They are the one who taught the Muslim to be judgmental. They are the one who taught the Muslim to joke around. Everything become a joke now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no discipline in seeking knowledge today. You know, it's about attacking one another.
Astaghfirullah.
And I support my team. You support your team. No, we support what is right. What is wrong is wrong. Amal ma'ruf nahi munkar. That is what Allah said. Right is right, wrong is wrong. We know gossiping is wrong.
Correct.
Bad biting is wrong.
But
very common.
Exactly. Do even without us realizing it.
Correct. And that is the danger.
Scary. Yes.
No, we are in this kind of an engagement. And sometimes we don't realize.
Mm-mm.
We feel good.
Astaghfirullah.
So I would say, alhamdulillah, thing is changing.
Alhamdulillah.
I've seen a lot of changes through my experience being a Muslim in the 1960s. Until now, there are a lot of changes.
Alhamdulillah.
People are starting to think. They are not a blind follower anymore. Before, everybody want Muslim to be a blind follower, known as taklid buta. But then when they learn, we realize Islam is not
a blind
a religion, a blind faith. It's about mutabe. Islam want you to follow with your eye, with your ear, with your mind and heart open.
Correct.
So you can understand the beauty of Islam. That is very, very important. But I believe there is changes going on.
Alhamdulillah. Sheikh, you speak of changes. And you've also mentioned that, as we can see, there are a lot of changes happening now. And so, Sheikh, I would like to ask, if we go back further back to the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I believe the test was very much different in him conveying the message of Islam, okay, as to us now, because now we have gadgets.
No.
It's easy for us to convey the message, to even tell. So how do we draw teachings from the time when the Prophet was conveying the message of Islam, Sheikh?
Yeah, if you go back to the history, that's why the seerah is very important.
No.
You know? Even Allah said that in the seerah, there's a lot of lesson learned. And history cannot be corrupted.
Mm-mm.
If people really understand what is history.
Mm-mm.
It's facts. Yeah? Now, we know when the Prophet starts his mission, he's alone.
Yeah.
You know? A lone ranger. And he is not talking to Muslim. We are talking to Muslim a lot. He is not talking. He is talking to 100% the mushrikeen, the jahiliyyah, the not yet Muslim. We always call not yet Muslim. Because Allah said, "Qaumun la ya'lamun." They are a group of people who do not know about Islam, about the truth. They are the traditional people. they just follow the norm, the tradition. Like how majority of the Muslims today, they follow the tradition, the norm. They don't know what Allah said, even the read, but they read just for to get the reward of reciting the Quran. They don't really understand. And you cannot understand the Quran without going to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah. Quran is a command. The Prophet here is to perform the command, to act upon the command. So, I would say that it's very important for all of us to be ready to make changes. Have an open mind first. Don't be judgmental. Whatever people say, listen, no problem. People want to share with you something, listen. But before you want to believe in it or convey the message to others, confirm, check whether it's in line with the Quran and the hadith of the Prophet that is authentic. Because a lot of Muslims today, they don't care whether the hadith is authentic or not. They just say anything. Prophet said. And that's why the Prophet make it very, very clear. Man qala alayya ma lam akul falyatabawwa' maqadahu minan nar. Whoever dare to say and use my name. Prophet Muhammad said, I didn't say that. Somebody must create an Arabic sentence and say, I'm the one who said the munafiq can do that. Yeah. The enemy of Islam can do that. And it's done before. That's why they're so happy. Why the Prophet said it? Because the Prophet is aware this is going to happen. People just use your name, like my name. You use your name, my name, and go and sell to other people. They commit a sin, but not the same sin like you do. You make use of the name of the Prophet. Because the saying of the Prophet have authority. You're saying my name have no authority.
Correct, sir.
And so, very careful. We must be very careful and be sincere at least to yourself. Be honest to yourself.
Correct, Sheikh.
That's how we should move on.
Alhamdulillah, Sheikh. Sheikh, with regards to that, with as you mentioned, we now people are using the Prophet's name in vain. Whereas back in the time of the Prophet, the Prophet is around and also the best generations are around for us to ask. Yeah. But once after their passing, there is this gap until it reaches us at our time now. Do you think from between that, in that gap until we are now, is it easier to spread Islam now or was it easier to spread back then?
You can look from two angles. I missed the other question just now about how difficult the Prophet conveyed the message, because he is focusing on 100% not yet Muslim who have a strong tradition and believe that they have believe in so many gods.
I see.
You see?
Correct.
Now, he have to come to them, say to them, only one. Innani Allah la ilaha illa ana. Said, I am Allah, the only one true God, and nothing else.
Correct.
It's a big task for
very big. Normal people think many is better.
Oh, yeah, one many is better.
Yeah, correct.
You see, common sense, based on common sense, why one?
Yeah.
Yeah. 10 car and 1 car, which one is more better? 10 cars, of course. Right. You know, 10 ringgit, 1 ringgit, which one is better? Correct. Example. But the Prophet have no choice. It's not his religion. It's Allah who appointed him and command him to convey the message. And this Allah said, yeah, that he sent to every nation a messenger. Yeah. And what is the duty of the messenger is an'budullah wastanibut tawud. Know who is the true God, Allah, and stay away from shirk. Commit any kind of association with God. Yeah? Of course, his time is more challenging because nobody is there to support him. He really relied on his beautiful wife Khadija, who accepted, and his friend Abu Bakr, who accepted. You see, start from zero.
Correct.
We never start from zero.
Correct.
The pressure is different, but the Prophet never give up, because it is his duty. And he carry out the duty, the mission that Allah had command him to do so. At the end of the day, Allah give them victory. You see, 23 years. 23, the whole Makkah, Medina, Taif changed. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Islam is in with us now, 100 of years.
Yeah.
In Malaysia, example. What changes do you brought? We make more confusion. Yeah. So, it's because we are not following what Allah said and what Prophet Muhammad SAW said. We follow our norm. So today, of course, like what you say, the media is there. So many books now. You see, you can learn online. So, it's very different. And you feel that you have your freedom to share the knowledge. Before, people don't allow you to say anything about Islam. They come to you, they will even torture you, arrest you, kill you for that. That's why the Prophet have to migrate. First migration among the companion to Abyssinia, and then he himself later on migrate to Medina. But now we Muslim today, the world have changed. Things are so open now. Nobody really can control the media today. So the media is like a big rubbish bin too. All the good, the bad, the ugly is in one area.
Correct, correct.
It's up to you. And with the AI again, it make people more confused. It look like you, but it's not you. You know? So we must be very careful. So anything you see today through the media, do not just say yes or amen to it. Just be more careful. Because this is about what you believe and what you want to share.
Correct.
Don't share nonsense.
Correct.
Today, I think we do a lot of sharing. Share the wrong thing.
Correct.
We don't share like what Allah said, "Wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahadi." The great ni'mah is Islam.
No.
Share with people. But we are not trained to do that again.
Exactly.
But so, today, many people can participate, can do their role in many, many ways.
Easier, lah, right?
Easier, of course. If you understand.
Correct.
You understand that this is your responsibility. The minimum that you can do. You know, that's why we came up with the billboard.
Alhamdulillah. You know?
Why? Because this is how we want people to know, at least. Yeah, what the Prophet said. And our billboard, we highlight a hadith.
Correct.
No, that hadith is about character building. Because the Prophet was here to tell people about one God. A lot of people today believe in one God.
Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar.
The only thing they are not sure which God
one?
Is that.
Which one?
They do believe. I talk to free thinkers. I talk to even the communists. You call them atheists. At the end, it's not difficult to believe in one God. Easier. But they are not sure what is the one God. Who is that one God? Where Islam is very clear. When we said Allah, is not we give him the name. He named himself Allah. Innani Allah. See, the name also is not we who give.
No.
He said, I am Allah. None have the right to be worshipped except me. He said. You see, that's why Islam is so simple, straightforward, clear. You want to say something, look into the Quran. How did Allah present himself? That's all. If you ask about me, ask me how I present myself. Just believe. You don't go to the YouTube and go to all these TikTok and look about me. I'm still alive. Ask me. When I say to you, this is me, you just believe. So it's easier to do that. But the only thing we still fail, because majority of us as born Muslim do not participate in this. Majority. I know it's not easy sometimes. When you want to talk to the not yet Muslim, you must have knowledge. Because you want to compare When you want to compare something with something, you must know that your product is better. No. If not, then how are you to convince other? You know, if somebody said, Oppo is better than what you call the other phone, Huawei. Yeah, anything.
No.
Apple is better than Samsung. Then you must know. Mm-hmm. If not, then you cannot do that.
Correct.
It's up to every individual. You see, but if you want to make sure that you want to share something to other people, and you want people to accept, it's something that you must know.
In and out.
Your product. And not yet Muslim, the way they ask you things will be very different.
Correct. Coming so not many angles. Muslim.
So you must be ready. Correct. That's why we in Al Qadim, we organize classes and we have the new Muslim community.
Allah, Alhamdulillah.
Just to make sure that we are here to talk about Islam guided by the Quran Sunnah, not tradition and right. not the norm to the not yet Muslim. We have this. And when they become Muslim, we have an ongoing classes. We do not just leave them like that. You know? And even if the people want to be a Muslim because of marriage, we encourage, but we also want to help them.
Correct.
To make sure that their party, the born Muslim, must set good example.
Correct.
Because new one, the new Muslim, they can be a good follower. If the born Muslim set good example.
Yeah.
But if we fail, it's very tough
right. For
a revert to be a better person, to be a practicing Muslim. When born Muslim and not becoming a practicing Muslim, majority a traditional Muslim.
Yeah, because they look to the closest person.
Yeah, so yeah. That is why we always remind everybody, even ourselves, how can I set a good example so that I walk the talk, and then how can I help to keep on guiding the new Muslim or even the not yet Muslim.
Sure.
That's why the beauty of our new Muslim community, we have ongoing classes for not yet Muslim.
Yeah.
Young and old, local, foreigner, we open for everybody. Everybody have the right to seek knowledge. And the knowledge of truth is very important. So, inshallah, we believe if everybody try to do something by setting good example, by inviting your friend to us, bring them together, you know, it's like what we say, santapan rohani. You have you like to bring people for breakfast, for tea, morning tea, evening tea, you know, for supper. Good. This is the food of the body.
Food for the soul.
That now we come to us, we give you addition nutrition. The food of the mind is knowledge, not tradition. Here say, but Allah said and the Prophet said, and the soul, food of the soul. When you are connected with the unseen, Allahu Akbar, your feeling totally will change. You don't feel alone anymore. You never be alone.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, Sheikh. Alhamdulillah, as you've mentioned, Sheikh, at Al Qadim, we have been the front runner to guided by the Quran and the Sunnah and to spread the authentic message of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in what you've mentioned just now, Sheikh, regarding a billboard, okay, I would like to ask Sheikh, of so many things that Al Khadim has done, it could have been flyers, advertisement in newspapers or social media, which we have done, but why this time did Al Khadim choose a billboard, Sheikh?
Okay, Allahu, very good question. As we move forward, we are trying to see how we can reach out to more people. Like what you have said, Helmi, earlier about booklet, yes, we have done that.
No.
Leaflet, we have done that. We have Quran in many languages here.
Right.
If people want to learn, we can give it to them, no problem.
Right.
We organize classes.
We even organize a run.
Yeah, this year, very unique.
Unique, alhamdulillah.
One is because we organize the fun run.
Correct.
Invite everybody to participate, to show that Islam is not just about praying, fasting, but it's about activities, social activities, communities, get together for a good reason, for a good cause. Keep yourself healthy, healthy body, healthy mind, healthy heart. Alhamdulillah. Then also we have a taekwondo competition. Yeah, only for ladies.
No.
So we are reaching out to all level, if possible. Because Islam is not just talking about the public, it talks about the politician. I've engaged myself in talking to the politician. Yeah. With different group of political party when they want to know about Islam.
Do you think, Shay, they seen the billboard?
I pray for the best.
Inshallah.
No, some of them have contacted me.
Alhamdulillah.
And said they enjoy because the wording was beautiful. Because we are not talking about anybody. We are just saying how to be a good Muslim.
Correct.
Is take good care of your tongue and your hand.
Mm-mm.
Don't use this to cause harm to anybody.
Okay.
A simple reminder. Maybe we are overconfident sometimes. We do so many things that the things we do are not benefiting us. So it's a reminder from Prophet, not from us.
Correct.
So we have to think what message is important. And so that's how we approach. We know there's a lot of billboard around. You can see people put images that I don't think we have images. Yeah?
No.
We just want people to know the message.
Correct.
And not my message, your message, Al-Qadim message is about the message of Prophet Muhammad.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not about marketing a product or anything.
No. And we hope everybody who are exposed to this message, you can participate. This is one of the way for us to reach out to the public.
Do you think it is effective, Sheikh?
We pray for the best.
Inshallah.
You see, because other thing is there always.
Yep.
Now, the message of the Prophet hardly we exposed to.
Yes.
You see, if you look at this hadith only, if we can all try to follow, we can bring a lot of peace, harmony, and also unity again.
And speaking of peace, Sheikh, now that you mentioned, alhamdulillah, we have also received comments saying that people who are stuck in a jam because the billboard is in prime locations, okay, heading towards the city. So there are millions of eyeballs, millions of cars every day. And some that are stuck in the jam say that it is very eye refreshing and heart refreshing, and it focuses not just in the dunya as all other billboards do, but also in the akhirah. Alhamdulillah. So Sheikh, what do you have to say about that, Sheikh?
Yeah, I think alhamdulillah that show that we are very open-minded, we have a good heart. Only people who have good heart can feel that. They become positive. If they don't have a good heart, they don't bother. It's like, no, Allah said, I give you eye, but you are blind. You never learn. The message is very clear. How many people benefit? So whoever give that kind of response, show that they are people who have good heart.
Alhamdulillah.
Good feeling, always want the best. We also want the best. Islam want us to be the best. The Prophet want us to be the best.
Alhamdulillah.
How to be the best? You must remember what Allah said, what the Prophet wants you to do. You just do. You become the best. You don't waste your time talking about people, hurting people, corrupting people. Just think how to be a better person. This is about character building. What is more important than our own character? You know, the Prophet, when people ask the wife, because to know a person, the best person is to ask the wife. Because that's what the Prophet said. The best of men are the men who are best to the wife. You see? Why? Because you're so close. You are garment to one another. Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul hunna. Allah used the word garment. So close that cover your fault, cover you, protect you from wind, from coldness, and from anything. So, when people ask Aisha, what is the character of Muhammad sallallahu
alaihi wasallam?
She said, kana khuluqul Quran. He is the living Quran. He is akhlaq Quran. That's why the Prophet said, innama bu'ithu liutammima makarim al-akhlaq. I'm not sent except to educate the people to have good manners, good akhlaq. So what you do, you always choose the best. What you eat the best, halal, tayyiba, and also when you speak, you choose the best word. Everything, you want the best. So that you feel good for yourself, you bring goodness and benefit to others.
Sure.
That is very, very important. Yeah. So I would always recommend everybody who see the message, please feel for it. Learn. I hope this is not our saying.
Correct.
Yeah, it comes from the new Muslim community because the new Muslim need to be guided.
Mm-mm.
And how do you guide them without sharing the beauty of Islam, the saying of the Prophet? So that they must know how to treat their parents who are not yet Muslim, their neighbor, their family member. They're still your family. We are not here to judge people. You are not Muslim, my enemy. No. We are all one big family. That is the value that we highlight. And for anybody who have some feeling, you can help us to help yourself. You know, you can't do the preaching because you don't have the knowledge. You may have knowledge, you don't have the time. You have the time, the opportunity is not there. Because our opportunity is different.
No.
We mix around with everybody.
No.
We talk to everybody. Everybody is welcome to us. So we never stop anybody who want to know about this religion. So even they don't want to talk about religion, we do consultation.
Correct.
Anybody who need family consultation, they have family problem, anything, we offer these services.
We are open.
We are open. We welcome everybody. So, young, old, local, foreigners, you know. So that's why those who feel for it, please participate by donating to our cause.
Inshallah.
You can look into our billboard and then you can come to us, see what you can do. By you participating, yeah, because the cause is there, a bit of your participation, it brings a lot of benefit for a lot of people. You don't lose anything. I know not everybody can talk. Not everybody have the opportunity to reach out to a lot of people. But now you have some idea. We share this beautiful idea to all of you. So we pray, may Allah bless every one of you who respond to this billboard and donate for this beautiful and noble cause.
Inshallah.
And may Allah also grant you rewards for that. Protect us, protect our children and family, our nation, the country, from further fitan, they call further destruction. We have a beautiful country, rich country, a very peaceful country. From the time we got independent, we have enjoyed all this ni'mah. But if you do not work together to do what is good for the people, we are worried. No, we may have a lot of problem, unnecessary problem.
Exactly. Such a waste.
We do not want people to just be selfish, think of themselves. That's why the hadith talk about do not cause harm.
Correct.
Yeah, to other people.
Correct.
Go to do not corrupt other people.
No.
Be honest, be sincere, be a good practicing Muslim. So that when we talk to other people, people look at the beauty of Islam and they follow. Can you imagine what did the Prophet say? فَوَاللَّهُ لِيَ يَحْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَهِدًا خَيْرُكَ مِنْ حُمْرِ نِعَمْ. He swear the name of Allah. If our effort or we participate indirectly by donating and somebody, Allah give them hidayah through this message, can you imagine the reward that we are going to receive? Unbelievable.
Allahu Akbar.
You know? Then not only here, anything good they do, you get the reward. And you get the reward in akhirah. Dunya wal akhirah. So the billboard here is not talking about dunya only. It's talking about also our akhirah, our future investment. So I would like to call humbly, invite all our viewers, our brothers, sisters who see this message and you feel good, please participate by donating to our cause.
Alhamdulillah, inshallah.
Yeah, for our future, the future of our children, the next and the next generation.
Inshallah, Sheikh. And speaking of donations, I would like to also add in to ask. There is a verse from Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 245, where it says, "Who is he that will lend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a goodly loan so that he may multiply it to him many times?"
Allahu
Akbar. And it is Allah that decreases or increases your provisions, and unto Him you shall return share. Okay, how do we apply that to this?
Very simple. If you believe in that, you will grab the opportunity. You don't want to delay anymore. Allahu Anything Akbar. Can happen to us. We can die anytime.
Correct.
You don't want to, after you are facing the fang of death, oh, now I want to give too late.
Correct. And this is not a loan to anyone, it's a loan to
for Allah, for your Allah future. Allah. You don't lose anything. No. You see, one beautiful ayah in Surah Al-Munafiq was very beautiful. Allah said, "Ya yuhallazina amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wa awladakum an zikrillah." All you who believe, don't let your property, your children make you forget Allah. Because if you allow that to happen, you will end as a loser. And then Allah continued, وَأَنْفِكُ مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَيَّأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْ لَا أَقَرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَدَّقَ وَكُمْ مِنَ مُسْلِمِينَ. Then Allah said, give whatever I have provided for all of you, give back to me, to Allah. And before something bad happened to you, before death come to you, when death come close to you, then only you say, oh Allah, can you spare me some time, give me a few hours more or a few days? Why you ask Allah for that?
Right.
So that I can give. You see, Allah say in the Quran, so that I want to give now. Now, no, only 10, 100, I want to give everything. You know that you are going to die and you are not to bring anything down to the grave. Nothing you can bring. Your handphone, your ring, everything gone. Yeah. So, you only bring your body and the kafan, khalas. You go back empty. Like how you're born, that's how you return back to Allah. So, we will say, oh Allah, give me some more time. And Allah said, why? I give you so much time. And I have warned you, I remind you, don't wait until the last minute. Why do we keep on delaying doing good things? And the reward is so great, like what you said, no? One, you spend, your intention is purely for Allah. Allah promised you 10 to 700 rewards.
Allahu Akbar.
Who can give you that kind of profit? Nobody.
I don't think.
You know? And the reward is amazing. Allahu Akbar. And you will be, you know, you're so peace. You have peace inside you. Allah's protection is there. His blessing is there. Everything will come together. You know? What is Well, when there's no help, example, just give. Right. And other in the hadith and also in other, the Allah also remind us. No, you spend, I spend on you.
No,
you see, it's not one way. You just give a bit, Allah will give you more, brother and sister. So don't delay. Fastabul khairat, Allah say, anything good, quickly respond. No, the rest you leave it to Allah.
Allah Akbar.
Just be sincere. And like what we do, anything we plan that is good, this kind of billboard we have been planning for some time. Yeah. We go through a lot of thinking, discussion to offer the best message. Sometimes a small saying,
a big impact,
but very, very powerful. So don't underestimate the little, the small, or the short hadith. It means a lot for people of understanding. We believe that all the people who are driving, you do have some understanding. You do have good heart, good feeling that we want to help one another to become better. So we will again remind all of us who have seen the message, you feel good, call us, visit us, come to us, donate to us for a bigger cause, and we will plan more in the future.
Inshallah.
You know, we have so many plans actually.
Correct.
It's a gift from Allah for us to plan, and we have our volunteers and our staff who have gone through a lot of brainstorming sometimes.
Inshallah.
But we are not wasting any time, because we focus on how can we reach out to the public and make everybody benefit from this saying
in the best manner possible.
Inshallah. In the best manner.
And Sheikh, personally for you, I would like to ask, looking at a phone advertisement or flyer and looking at a billboard, personally, do you think which is more impactful for you, Sheikh?
I think by when you are driving, of course, especially you're stuck in the jam, if you think of the jam, it makes you upset.
Correct. Correct.
And you get very impatient sometimes.
Yeah.
Why must you stress?
Exactly.
You look at the hadith, you reflect. No? So it's better for you to think of something that can benefit you, and you can even go back and share with your family, share with your friend, try to memorize this saying. Yeah, there is in Arabic, but we don't highlight the Arabic word because billboard is billboard.
Correct.
We try to make it as simple as possible. Just memorize the meaning and share the meaning.
Alhamdulillah. And I believe, Sheikh, now going to the hadith, we've been talking quite a fair bit about spreading the message of Islam, and then to the efforts that is done by Al Khadim by putting up a billboard, and we believe it's the first of its kind in Malaysia, where the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is displayed in such a matter, in such a method. Alhamdulillah. And now we go on to the hadith. Okay, Sheikh. So the hadith states, and as you've mentioned, Sheikh, and as you've always reminded us to memorize in Arabic. Okay. But I'll give it to our audience out there in English, is that a Muslim is one that does not cause harm to anyone with his tongue and hands. Alhamdulillah, Sheikh. So, Sheikh, can you please tell us how this hadith relate to everything that is happening around us now? From maybe from bullying, okay, suicide that leads to suicide, or even road rage, or even simple things as typing on the phone while you're driving.
Yeah.
That is really very
dangerous.
Harmful. Correct, Sheikh.
Dangerous. Yeah, all these, if you go back to the saying of the Prophet, there are more saying of the Prophet, like we always remind all our students to memorize, la darara wa la dirar. Don't say anything that cause harm to yourself, neither you do or say any cause harm to others. I think we, being human, we want the best. We want people to be kind, to respect us, to love us. Very common, yeah? You can get that easily by we learn how to respect, love one another. You know? You give, then you get back. You do not just wait for people to give. It's like you work, you get your salary. You get your pay. You cannot go to the company, pay me first. Huh? No, no, do your job first. It's common sense will tell you. So I would say it's time for us to reflect and try to recall, revisit the beauty of Islam, the saying of Allah, the saying of our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Yeah?
And then how can your tongue and your hand protect other people?
And it's also not just for the Muslims, but also for everybody, the not yet Muslims.
Yeah.
Correct.
But it starts from us. Because our Prophet remind us first.
Correct.
So we set good example. So what we learn is that, you know, when you say, save your tongue, be very careful with your word. That's why Sayyidina Ali said, لِكُلِّ مَقَالْ مَقَالْ لِكُلِّ مَقَالْ مَقَالْ. Every word, there's a place. Every place, there's a word to apply. How you talk to the leaders, how you talk to your parent, you know, how do you talk to your sibling, how do you talk to a stranger, how do you talk to the young one, children. So that's why we always say, when you talk to people, use better word. Example word. If you know their elders, my uncle, my brother, my sister, better word. Then you go, guy, I know it's a trend today. Every guy, what guy? Yeah. You know? Yeah. The girl also is a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you forget to use the beautiful word. You see? Then when you talk to children, don't talk guy to the children.
No.
Then later on the children will talk to you guy. Mm-hmm. So there's no respect. Use the word. You have beautiful brothers, sister, uncle, auntie, the elderly figure, you know, and children, my boy. So many words. That's why the Prophet said, "Man kana yu'min billahi yawmal akhir falyaqul khairan aw liyasmut." Whoever say he believe in Allah and the day of judgment, because there is a day you'll be judged. Say what is good. What is right or silent is better. So that's why the meaning of the hadith, there are more other hadith to back up, you know. But billboard is billboard, I say. You can put everything and become small and people can benefit
people cannot
from
see,
it.
Yeah,
So that this hadith is a very powerful reminder. We hope everybody who look at it benefit from it. Then next time when you talk, be careful. Either you talk to your children, remember, talk to them. Engage with them. Speak to them. Don't use the other S, three S. Screaming, shouting, scolding. Don't do that.
Mm-mm.
You have better way. Engage. No. Play with them. Then you see, you win their respect, their love. Because you give them the love they need.
Sure.
The same go to husband and wife. Don't keep on pointing their mistake. Praise them. Help them. Talk to them like how you talk to them before you married. You're so careful your word.
Correct.
But after married, you forget all the beautiful moment.
No,
example. Just simple, you talk to anybody who come to you, give them some respect. What you can do your little best. You can do, at least give them a good advice.
Sure.
That is what the meaning of the hadith. Don't cause harm to anybody.
Mm-mm.
Don't humiliate anybody. Mm-mm. Don't be judgmental to people. They may be wrong. You know, they may not know. Correct them.
No.
If you can't, you may get some help from other people who can. You still fail, then at least the minimum, raise up your hand and pray for them.
Allahu Akbar.
You don't need to face anything.
Correct.
You know, just pray. Because you have good heart.
No.
Who can do this prayer? People who have good heart. People who are heartless people, they don't care. But people who have good heart, I feel for him. I pity, I care for him. But I cannot speak to him. I don't know how to talk to him. Never mind. If you know somebody who can talk to him, inform the somebody. So somebody will use his wisdom to talk to him.
No.
That's how we help one another.
Correct.
And I believe, inshallah, that hadith that we play in the billboard will bring a lot of peace to all of us,
inshallah.
Whether Muslim or even those who are not yet Muslim.
Alhamdulillah.
Even though not yet Muslim can memorize this saying.
Correct.
And then share with their Muslim friend.
It's simple. Share. It's simple. In English. It's not in Arabic. Yeah. Alhamdulillah.
May Allah bless us, inshallah.
Ameen. Yeah. And finally, so before we wrap this up, we've been going on how that the Muslim community, okay, as a whole, and even the not yet Muslims, but have good moral values, who believe that this message is helpful to everyone out there. Okay, how they can share, and for us as Muslim to show and portray and practice our Islamic values to people, Sheikh. Yeah. So may I please kindly request, Sheikh, for you to remind them how they can join in this da'wah effort as well.
Yeah. Like what we say, anything we have learned that benefit us, we must share with others. That's what we are doing now. So we hope that everybody who also feel good when they look at this hadith, share it with your immediate family first. And then, so that anybody who passed this road will look, revisit again.
Inshallah.
So if everybody memorized and share it, start to talk about it,
correct.
You know, bad thing, negative things will become weaker and weaker when the positive is become active. Okay. If the positive force is not active, then the negative force will take over. So we believe like what Allah said, innal hasanat yuzhibna sayyi'ah. Good, positive thing will always overrule the negative one.
Correct.
But we must do it. Yeah. We must share the message.
Correct.
That's how we participate.
And inshallah, with their help, we can even
plan more.
Pull up more.
Yeah, we have a lot of ideas.
Correct.
So we hope that everybody who don't have idea, come to us. If you have also ideas, share with us. We love all the good thing, and then we will look into it and try to look, and then with the wisdom that Allah give us, we try to come out with the best wording that benefit every one of us. Because Islam is about love. ISLAM. So I'd like to end with this. I shall love all mankind. That is the message of Islam. For everybody. Rahmatulil Alamin, the Prophet said. I was sent as a mercy. And Allah is Rabbul Alamin. He's not just Rabbul Arab, Rabbul Malay, or Pakistan, or Turkish. No. He is the Lord of the world. Allah Almighty. So this is the universal message and value we want to share with all our weavers and all our beautiful Malaysian, and even the foreigner who is in Malaysia may benefit from this message. May Allah help us. May Allah help those who help us.
Amen.
Yeah, to share the beautiful value of Islam, guided by the Holy Quran, not by tradition and by what people say, also guided by the saying of the Messenger of Allah Rabbul Alamin, that will never go wrong.
No.
But remember, the saying of the hadith must be authentic.
No.
Not just prophecy, correct. No reference, no. So may Allah guide us, brother and sister. May Allah reward all of you.
Ameen.
With abundantly because of your participation in helping us to do more for the sake of Allah Rabbul Alamin.
So alhamdulillah, thank you for sitting in for our little relaxing as well as knowledge benefiting session between myself, ourselves and Sheikh. And we hope that everyone would benefit from this as well.
Ameen.
And if you like more content like this, please don't forget to like, subscribe and share to our Al-Qadim TV in all our social media platforms.
Brothers and sisters, don't miss the opportunity to share these values. It's for our own benefit, inshallah.